Hi, it's Jeff. Welcome back to this masterclass on building your limitless mind. Now we're in chapter 5 of the book, Introduction to Performance Tools. Whatever the mind of man can conceive and bring itself to believe, it can achieve. Napoleon Hill. This is one of the most famous quotes in all personal development. From Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich, it sold 100 million copies, a best-selling book in personal development. And it's a very, very, very powerful idea. Yet the real question that matters here is how. Whatever the mind of man can conceive, okay, how? How can you stretch your mind to conceive what's possible? And bring itself to believe, okay, how? How do you take an idea of something that you want or something that you believe and really drill it so the mind really believes it, it can achieve, right? So if you can really believe it, if you can really conceive it, you can achieve it. And Napoleon Hill's book, one of the myths of Think and Grow Rich, is it's not about thinking at all. You go through that, there's about 3 hours a day of exercises that he had prescribed. Self-confidence formulas, affirmations, his imaginary counsel, and so on. It isn't just a book of thinking, it's a book of action. Yet for me, that wasn't enough. Training with the best teachers in the world wasn't enough. What I needed was to take the best tools that I discovered from reading thousands of books, from training with the best teachers, and figure out what are those best tools for me, and how specifically do you put them to work every day? In building your limitless mind. Alrighty, let's dive into the book. Going back to the metaphor of working out at the gym, think of the performance tools like the machines and exercises you use for training your body. The reason the gym metaphor aptly fits training your mind is because we all understand the importance of habit and repetition for getting in shape. We get that it's through building the habit of going to the gym and repeatedly doing your exercises that you build physical muscles. And the same is true in training your mind. By using the tools, you're building new habits in thinking. And by putting them to work methodically over time, you're building mental muscle. One thing we haven't discussed, but I wrote in the book we have discussed, is for some people and some types of mental training, using the tools might be unnecessary. For you, it might be as simple as saying, yep, I've chosen to stop worrying. But in other cases, it's not so easy. And you want the tools to help you condition new ways of thinking. A cool way of thinking about this is to see the brain like a hiking trail carved through a forest. At some point, there may be no trail. Then, a couple of hikers start making their way through the forest on their own. Their boots on the fertile ground begin laying a trail that others start following. Then, over time, as more hikers walk the same tracks, a deep trail is carved. Now, if you wanted to change that trail, you might begin by covering up the old trailhead and laying tracks for a new trail. On day one, the old trail would still be more worn, but over time it would grow over, and as hikers continue walking the new trail, it will be carved deeper. Your brain works much the same way. The sequence of neurons that fire for any way of thinking is like that trail. As the neurons are repeatedly used, your brain, using a substance known as myelin, coats those fibers in a sheath, providing for faster and clearer transport of signals along that neural pathway. Through repeated use, therefore, like following a trail through the woods, your brain becomes more accustomed to using that pathway. Yet, as you choose new ways of thinking, your brain is creating new pathways, which over time, through repeated use, becomes your new myelin-coded pathways. This shows the power of habit in powerfully training your thinking. Your thinking gets better and better. I would add to this that in neuroscience is a famous phrase that said neurons that fire together wire together, meaning that habit repeatedly attaches these neural pathways. Second point I would make, I mean, what we're talking about here in terms of repetition, we all know that repetition is the not-so-secret to learning, right? To really deeply embed that knowledge you're studying for an exam, you just repeat it over and over and over again, right? And the reason I share this is because imagine you just saw personal change this way. Rather than seeing it as a thing or something wrong with you, you just see it as learning. It's just you learned an old way of being and you're learning new ways of being. This is where the tools are so powerful because they enable you to easily do something repetitively, over and over again, just learning new ways of being. Another reason you want the tools is because of the type of mental training we're doing here. To understand what I mean, it's important to know there are two types of personal change.